It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This Uinta Golf PGA Championship Update with Bob Casper is brought to you by Mountainland Supply, Zions Bank, Hoops Vision, Siegfried & Jensen, and Get Some Guns and Ammo. And now, Real Golf Radio's Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It is a special week right here on the Zone Sports Network, of course, because we've got some major coverage of the golf majors all year long, and we're qualifying people to win something really cool. We need to do it right now because I didn't do it last segment. So be calling number 12 right now, 855-340-ZONE. We're going to assign you a player to this week's PGA Championship, and if your player wins, you win the same brand of putter that they do. We did it with the driver with the Masters. We're doing it with the PGA Championship and a putter, all courtesy of Uinta Golf's major giveaway. I've golfed with Scott Mitchell before, and he's a quiet here's the thing about Scott. Maybe his driver's gone away a little bit. That short game's still there. So you want to watch out for that short game.
And the driver hadn't gone away.
Maybe he doesn't have the length anymore on that driver. Maybe he doesn't have the killer instinct that he used to, but man, he can putt. So there you go. Joining us on the program now. Oh, by the way, caller 12, 855-340-ZONE. Let's qualify you right there. Joining us right now on the program, host of Real Golf Radio right here on the Zone Sports Network every Saturday, 6 to 8 a.m. right here on your program. And this is a great week for it because if you don't dip in every Saturday, it's a great time to do it. Bob Casper joining us on the program. When do you guys head out to Tulsa, Bob?
We are leaving tonight at 8:45, and we will be there in Tulsa and Oklahoma City tonight at midnight. And PGA Championship the next couple of days, and then we come back Friday morning and we'll get ready to do the show. So
how big of an impact has it been changing the time of the PGA Championship from the end of the year to right now?
Well, you know, interesting, 2007, they played the PGA Championship at Southern Hills, okay? That was probably the hottest I've ever been on a golf course before.
Oh, wow.
It's, you know, that temperature there is brutal. It, you know, gets up to about 100 degrees, and then you got all that humidity that goes along with it. I can remember walking out of the media center and walking to the 18th green, and then I had no desire to go any further. It was so hot. But now, you know, you're looking at, it's going to be warm, but it's not going to be as humid and stuff as it has been in the past, being in August. And, you know, it's going to be about 90 degrees, but, you know, it'll be really, really good. There might be some wind that the players are going to have to contend with, but as far as the golf course is concerned and the temperatures, it's going to be a lot better right now.
So when we're looking at this, we've been qualifying everybody for this Uinta Golf Major giveaway, and so they get these 24 players who are the top ones that are rated in the tournament, and then the field.
Right.
So if you were to look at it, is it, I can't help but think Scottie Scheffler wouldn't be the favorite for this just because he's playing such dang good golf. But if there's somebody out there, what are a couple names that might surprise somebody out there who goes, oh, yeah, maybe they have a shot at this PGA Championship? Where are we at with who the favorite is right now?
Well, I think right now, just because of him coming off a win just a couple weeks ago in Mexico, I think the betting odds are John Rahm, but Scottie Scheffler is only like, Rahm is like 11 to 1 or 12 to 1, and Scottie Scheffler is right there, maybe 12 to 1. So they're kind of about even. But then you drop down a little bit, like 14 or 16 to 1, something like that. You know, guys like Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, you know, all those guys that are consistently great players and top 10, top 20 players in the world and that kind of thing. I think those are the guys that are going to shine this week. You know, Scottie Scheffler being number one, he loves this golf course. He won the Big 12 championship on it when he played at Texas. He says this is his favorite golf course, period, bar none. And so you really got to look good at him because he's a great putter and he's a great chipper of the golf ball. And that's what you're going to need this week. These greens kind of repel a little bit with the ball hitting the greens. So guys are going to have to be really precise with their irons and be extremely good chippers and putters of the ball.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is, you know, tell us a little bit more about Southern Hills and what are all the challenges it's going to bring?
Well, it's a 7,556-yard par 70 golf course, which means you only have two par fives, and both par fives are over 600 yards. You've got a 647 and a
wow,
like a 637 or something wow, like that. That's huge. That's long. So it'll be interesting to see if any guys can reach it, in any of those par fives. But it's going to be easier off the tee because they've taken out some trees since the last time they played the U.S. or the Open or the PGA Championship there. The golf course has been kind of given a refresher or a facelift by Gil Hance, who is a phenomenal golf course architect. And then the other thing they've done is they brought more water into play. There's a creek that runs through the property on the golf course that they kind of covered up over the years, you know, and it kind of ran through culverts and stuff. Well, Gil Hance opened that all up, and now there's creek in play on the golf course now on 14 of the 18 holes. So, but it's, you know, it's a beautiful golf course. It's a long golf course. Scott, I caddied for my dad there, when Raymond Floyd won. I've been around the golf course quite a few times, especially with him. It's going to be a really, really good test. And the guys that have won the championship there have really kind of stepped out into the forefront in the first couple of rounds. And because of that, it eliminates a lot of players, and you've got four or five or six or eight or ten guys that are the core nucleus of the guys that are going to contend on the weekend, and the rest of the field kind of melts away. It really separates the best players, the best golfers that week from the rest of the field.
I think people look at the PGA Championship and they go, well, out of all the majors, this isn't the one that everybody kind of, you know, kind of glues to on TV. But I think Tiger out there, and as much as he's been working out there in Oklahoma, I think people should probably go, hold on a minute. If Tiger's not just taking this serious, but really serious, and he's feeling as good as he has, that's a fun, it's always a great name to follow, and it's one of those things that everybody's looking at and hoping that Tiger will perform well. So this is quite a PGA Championship, and it's earlier in the year. I think everybody loves the idea of watching this major earlier than it usually is in the year.
Correct. So 2007 in August of 2007, Tiger Woods won there. So last time it was played there at Southern Hills, Tiger won. So now we are a little bit further forward in May, Tiger's back in the field. He came back from his injury in his car accident where he almost lost his leg, and played at the Masters. He looked really hurt and in pain after he played the 72nd hole at Augusta and talked with all the media and that kind of, he was really limping bad, but he's worked for 5 weeks. He's worked hard going through his rehab and everything, and he looks really good right now. He looks strong. And so I think Tiger again will play well this week. Then he's also put in his entry for the U.S. Open, which is next month in June. And he's already said he's committed to play at the Open Championship at St. Andrews, where he's won the Open Championship twice, and that's in July. So we're in the full stretch of major championships right now in the game of golf, and Tiger being in the field is huge for every single one of them.
Great for the sport. Yeah.
Well, Phil Mickelson isn't. Yep. Phil Mickelson isn't, and he won a year ago, and that's a big shock. What does that mean to this event, and what's going on with Phil?
Well, you know, a lot has been going on with Phil. There's a lot coming out. There was a book released today by Alan Shipnick on Phil Mickelson. There's another one going to be released here pretty soon by another guy named Billy Walters, who Phil has, you know, is one of his gambling buddies, and Billy Walters had to go to jail because of some insider trading. And Phil Mickelson was looked at in all of that, but was acquitted of it. So Billy Walters is doing another book. Then you've got LIV Golf, which is the Saudi Golf League, and all the money they're trying to throw at all these players to come play this other tour, where if they do, then they're going to lose their membership on the PGA Tour. And Phil's like right smack dab in the middle of that LIV Golf League because – they're paying the players to come play stupid amounts of money. I think Phil has been rumored to be between $150 million and $200 million to come play this 8-tournament series for, I think, 3 to 5 years or something like that.
Wow.
There's just a lot going on. And then also, you look at some of the reports that Phil Mickelson, between 2010 and 2014, he had gambling debts that he paid of $10 million a year. There's just a lot going on, and I think Phil doesn't want to answer the questions right yet. And then we'll see if he decides to play that LIV Saudi Tour event in London the week before the U.S. Open. If he does that, he's done on the PGA Tour for right now, and unless he decides to come back and plead and pray to get back on the PGA Tour. But, yeah, it's kind of scary stuff going on with
Wild.
Phil.
Huh. Wild
crazy.
Stuff, yeah. Bob Casper joining us on the program. And all week, he and Brian Taylor are going to give us their thoughts on what's going on down there, at the PGA Championships. Looking forward to it. Real Golf Radio every Saturday right here on the Zone Sports Network. Hey, safe travels, and we're looking forward to talking to you about the next couple days.
All right. You guys take care
and
enjoy the golf.
We will. Absolutely. All right. Taking the break here. We'll come back. More to go here on the program when we return. Let me see here. Oh, we got a little chat, a little bit about NIL and what the now former head coach of Villanova, Jay Wright, says about what its impact is going to look like going forward in college basketball. His response might surprise you. Stay right here with us. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.